it's, you know, the silent intimidation. The other is, I know who you are and I know where you live. So if you, you know, attempt to go back and water down our thrust, then we will at some stage, you know, catch up with you. But the many, many things, the incidents of break and enter, they broke into the office of the Life Belong League program, which is a junior rugby league development program combined with the Department of Education and Australian Aid and also the National Rugby League. There's also been theft of property. There's been the theft of university vehicles. One of our Pro Vice Chancellors was held up at Bush Knife Point and his vehicle taken off him. There have been threats to staff and also to students. There's been an assault of some of the university support staff, and the intimidation continues on those who wish to continue their studies. We've had intimidation of the students who'd like to attend lectures, which is physically going to a lecture hall, but being prevented from going in. And then there's been the barricading of public thoroughfares.
These are all very, very serious allegations. Have they been reported to the police and are they currently being investigated?
Whether they're being investigated at the moment, Michael, is a matter for the police. We do have police presence on Waigani campus and Tarama campus, and they're here to maintain the safety of the university's academic and non-academic staff and give assurance to those students who are attempting to resume their studies. And they're giving the support. And this is part of the students' democratic and constitutional rights. And it's also the police, it's their constitutional mandate to protect state property and also to look after people in the community. This just happens to be the university community that our Academic Senate Standing Committee, when they met several days ago, they requested that police presence please come on board to ensure that we have a peaceful environment in the university so that we can restore the normalcy in our environment here and kids can go back and resume their studies.
Just out of curiosity, have police given any indication that they've seen examples of this sort of behaviour while they've been on the campus the last couple of days?
They are aware of all of these matters. They are reported to them because that is part of our role as administration, and it's also part of their role to know what is happening. Their intelligence reports, of course, will support many of those things, and our internal security intelligence also reports all of those. So the police have continuous consultations with us. Yesterday, the administration met with the Metropolitan Superintendent, Benjamin Turi, and we also met with the ACP, David Manning, who is in charge of the operation. They are aware of all of these matters, and how and when they handle them becomes a police matter, not for me to say, you know, please go and arrest this person because this is what they did. They are aware of all of it, and pretty much the, shall we say, the people who are, you know, purporting doing this, they are known. Because they are standing out in the way they do it.
On the question of the students' enrolments, this protest has been going on for about 3 weeks now. Is there any clarity yet on whether their enrolments will be cancelled?
The body that will determine that is the Academic Senate Standing Committee, and they will meet before the end of this week, which is, if they don't meet this afternoon, I guess that's going to be tomorrow, and they will be the ones who determine the next course of action in relation to the conduct of the 2016 academic programs.